Ah, yes, and we are live from Fenway in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay for the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. Pucka, 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 pup, pup, pup. Pucka, 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 pup, pup, pup. I do love this song.
Is it John Williams?
Yes, it's really, yes. This was the album cut from the Jurassic Park soundtrack. Really, people were getting mad that I didn't put Jurassic Park in John Williams' top five? Dude, John Williams, first of all, it's almost impossible to pick a top five. He's, without a doubt, the best composer that's ever made soundtracks for movies. Mm-hmm. Hans Zimmer's number two now. Hans Zimmer's kind of the new one. He's, the Inception soundtrack is legitimately one of the all-time greats.
Good.
But no. Oh, and maybe even Danny Elfman's up there as well. Danny Elfman's kind of teetering around. But John Williams, by far and away, he's the Tom Brady of movie composers.
508 Texture says E.T. sucks, most overrated movie from the 1980s. So you get all kinds.
That is wrong. E.T. is like a perfect movie.
Drew Barrymore's best.
You know. Here's the great thing about E.T. is that if it wasn't for John Williams' soundtrack, it would have been like a dumb movie about an alien. But for some reason, that soundtrack makes you buy into everything that's going on. The music is so good that, as I said, grown men cried at the end of it. There's very, very few times that I've talked to some people and they're like, dude, my dad cried at that. It was the first time I ever saw my father cry. He didn't cry like when I graduated from high school. He didn't when I pitched my first game, but E.T., he cried. Very, very strange. As I said, it's very powerful. And of course, Jaws is just, come on.
Iconic.
Two notes. Iconic. The first time he ever played that for Steven Spielberg thought he was joking.
Oh, really?
He's like, what's, he did. Spielberg tells the story about it. He comes in, he goes like, dun, 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 dun. He's like, this is a joke, right? And he goes, no, this is it.
This is...
And sure enough, it helped working all night on the movie. Absolutely.
Well, he might be in the building tonight. He's supposed to come at 94, so. We'll see if we do see a John Williams sighting.
You know what? If you ever get a chance to see the Boston Symphony Orchestra do one of those things where they take a John Williams movie and they pull out the soundtrack and they do it live, it's so worth seeing. I saw them do E.T. that way, and it was like epic. But I know people who've seen Home Alone that way, and they said that was great. I know people who've seen, I guess they did Star Wars. That's got to be kind of cool. First of all, can you imagine the discipline that it takes and the timing to be able to just nail every scene perfectly and to be able to play it right along with a movie?
There are so many good musicians in the city. I'm always blown away. Just people at the conservatory or Berkeley, like these are like next level musicians that are so good. And obviously the Pops right there and the symphony.
It's been, but there you go. John Williams night tonight. So you get yourself a bobblehead and possibly a loss. All right. Well, you can give us a call, 617-779-7937. As I said, that's our favorite way to contact and talk to the people because I'm not looking at social media during the show, and I'd like to hear your sweet voices. But, you know, one thing we've been talking about a little bit today is, you know, there's been a lot of people talking about Giannis and Jaylen Brown and whether he would be here, you know, and then there was the report that came out earlier this week where there was I guess it was Gary Washburn who said that from what he has heard, the Celtics had indeed already made an offer and that they might be figuring out a way, the Celtics, to try to get Giannis here and keep the Jays together at the same time, which would be unbelievable. But I also believe that that's, if you're Brad Stevens, where you start. I mean, why would you go right to we'll give you
I don't Jaylen? Even know it's where they start, only because the owner's got to buy in on three max contracts, right? And probably would have to extend Giannis and maybe not extend Jaylen. Like, there's more to it than just three guys together. There's a big financial commitment to that. They do have, with the three contracts of Peyton Pritchard, Hauser, and Derek White, they have the money to send out to match that deal.
Yeah.
But do you think the owner would be okay with that, three max deals?
It's a lot of money, and we don't know anything about this owner. That's the big unknown, is we have no idea whether he's a spender or whether he's stingy. This is kind of the first big test. And the one thing we do know, though, is that there's people who have played the game, people who know these pieces, who are all trying to speculate whether it would work, whether you would not just having all three together, but what's life like without Jaylen Brown? You know, as I said, I think people's thoughts of Jaylen Brown get clouded by the fact he's, you know, been talking and saying things that obviously you don't want to hear as a Celtics fan. Like, this was our best season after getting bounced. But you got to remember, this dude is a great basketball player. Although, according to that ranking that ESPN put out, he's, what, number 13 or
14? We've had so many rankings today. It's been great. Also confusing. But the Pierce audio is strong. It made me, like, stop for a second and go, all right, What's Paul saying to me? You know,
right? I mean, and I know what I too heard this, and I went, okay, well, here's a guy who knows the game. He knows weed and chicks too. But here's what he had to say about the whole Giannis and Jalen situation.
Let's talk to the Boston guy, man.
I'm not in on this.
Nah, game.
No. I mean, you are number two years in a row with what you have. Mm-hmm. You keep Jalen, you keep Jason, and you build on that. Like, don't take that for granted. That's a winning combination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't care what people say. It's and a Derek winning White, conversation. And, now, I mean, like, whoever the core pieces are after that, think about the teams that's been to multiple finals. Like, they core stay together. You just shift and figure out the other pieces to make the team better. But you don't bring another, like, franchise player in and think it's going to, like, work. Yeah. You know, this works. We know. Yeah. This works.
Finals, conference finals.
No, I can't believe he got let go from ESPN because of that video.
Well, I can't. The video was pretty extreme. I mean,
no, he was like doing something that was legal, smoking weed, and there were girls.
Yeah.
I mean,
and what were they doing?
They were just shaking their butts, right? I mean, there wasn't anything like that's crazy or salacious. Right. I mean, does anybody ever gone to the beach before? You've seen worse at the beach. That is really kind of crap that
ESPN.
He got fired.
It's ESPN we're talking about.
I mean, He was smoking weed, which I think was legal in the state that he was smoking it in.
I think he wanted out, to be honest.
He did?
Oh, I mean, but there were better ways to go out. That was really funny. I mean, it was really, when that video came out, it did make me laugh and go, what is he doing? And I was like, please do more of this because this is fantastic.
It's just a guy who seemed out of control for ESPN. Their image is in control. It's
ESPN's got, if you, you know, check the background of some of the people that ESPN has hired, come on, man.
Well, who? I mean, who has gone like that crazy in a live
crazy? Stream? He did something completely legal, totally legal. And if you're going to talk about the women, as I said,
you
it's
know
like
Disney, you can't have a tattoo visible. I mean, like these are the Disney people.
I mean, that's absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd.
If
Stephen
I
A. Smith
up a joint right here, I don't think I would have a job tomorrow.
If you smoked up a joint, well, I mean, yeah, but you're doing that while you're on the air and you're broadcasting. That was a video he tweeted out.
That was his prime.
He wasn't on the air. Was stoned. He was smoking weed up at like a bachelor party or something with his friends.
Well, that's right, but he put it out, right?
He put it out. It was his private account.
So you're responsible, just even on your contract, I'm sure you're responsible for your social media channels while you work here.
I don't think so. I mean, listen, you can't do anything like, you know, illegal or not even illegal. I don't know what you can or can't do, but I know that was legal. Like everything he was doing was perfectly legal in the state he was doing it in. And they're like, oh, no, weed, even though there's millions upon millions of people all over the world and all over the country who smoke it. It's been some for medical reasons. If I was him, I would have sued them for medical discrimination. I was taking my medicine. And you know what? These nice young ladies.
That was one of the ladies' names, too. Medicine.
I was putting them through college. They're my nieces.
Now, that aside, Pierce makes a lot of sense here. I mean, I get what he's saying. And it almost makes me stop and say, okay. And by the way, I read from that, he would trade Derek White. Because his co-host there brought up White, and he moved on and said, I don't even know. You just have the core, and then you figure out the rest, and you shift that.
Yeah, Derek White's touchable.
So
I mean, it's like the only one who's untouchable is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown if you have the right piece. But everyone else, yeah. I mean, I love Derek White, but
and if you're going to trade White, this is the year to do it, right? Because he could still get something for him. A team that's on the fringe that thinks he's still got a few good years left would take that contract possibly.
So yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah, and you know what, too? It was weird because I went back and when I did that little experiment where I was taking a look at like the last eight champions and where I would rank the Celtics in it, we immediately write off, you know, there's a lot of people who think of that championship and go, well, you know, there were a bunch of injured people on the way there, but that team was effing dominant. Mm-hmm. As I said, I think they're the second best team only behind the Denver Nuggets that have won a championship in the last 8 years.
Would you put them in the 08 Pierce team category? That's the one thing where it's hard to
I think they're a better team.
Really?
I think if you look at their numbers, they were a better team. And remember, dude, that 08 Celtics team almost lost in the first round to the Atlanta Hawks. Zaza Pachulia almost screwed up your game. I mean, they had to go to a game 7 and Mike Bibby, Zaza Pachulia almost lost.
But they overcame Doc Rivers as their coach.
I mean, sure. That is the case. They absolutely did.
But, you know, Garnett and Pierce as a duo. You had the defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You had Pierce who was he all NBA that year? I don't know. Ray Allen, an all-star.
Oh, if you're going to ask me which one's my favorite, oh, that team, by far. Like, they were way, like,
that,
there was...
That three.
That was special.
That's like, a special three.
Yeah, that was something that you're not, you're probably not going to have anything like that again. Like, that was just, it was special. They had real rivals that you hated. Like, LeBron, obviously, was a, you know, a hated player, even though he was young at the time. But I just, and you loved Kevin Garnett, because he was the guy who kept that locker room together. And I liked the team that won a couple years ago. I think they're a great team. And I actually think that statistically they're a better team. But which one's my favorite? Oh,
which one wins in their prime, 08 team or 24 Celtics? I think the 08 team wins that game.
I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right, just because I think it's like, I don't know if this team could handle that type of physical basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that finesse-wise, it's funny how much the game has changed where, you know, you had Ray Allen, who was like a three-point assassin. That's what he was known for. I mean, you had Eddie
House,
too.
Shot 40% from three that year.
Yeah, and Eddie House was great. I remember Eddie House, the reason he became one of my favorite players was because of that come-from-behind 24-point deficit against the Lakers. He brought in Eddie House, and all of a sudden, we're catching up. And then Ray Allen did his thing, and Paul Pierce did his thing. Yeah.
By the way, 860 Texture says I'm wrong. The Disney tattoo thing is not no longer in effect.
There's no way.
Is that true?
Everyone has tattoos now. Everyone has tattoos. There's no way that ESPN doesn't have people on TV without tattoos.
All right, take it back.
You know?
Learn something new every day.
Listen, you got Stephen A. Smith talking about how much he loves butts and stuff on podcasts. You know, he's a bottom feeder.
He's untouchable.
I guess he is. All right, 617-779-7937. We will take your calls next, also launch a few take grenades, and we're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.